Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Keep the Boss of the Beach, and we're talking to you. Well, I got a guest that I have worked with for many years. His name is Mr. Sean Buckmaster, and he's going to talk about the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Sean, talk to him.
Yes, sir. Well, a lot of people know about active duty and the reserves, but the Coast Guard also has an auxiliary, which is a volunteer component. And today I just wanted to put out a brief command message, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
The message is simple. 85% of the people who are drowning on the water today are doing so because they're great swimmers. If I wanted to say who's going to drown today, say who is a really good swimmer. And the people that raise the hands, it's them. Because they're not going to put on a life jacket.
I got you.
So if I could only get one message out to you guys today, it's whenever the boat is moving, put on a life jacket. If you've got a whistle on there and some flares and some way to contact emergency help, that's great. But it all starts with a life jacket. 85% of the people that drown are great swimmers, and they're not wearing a life jacket.
All right, you told him the message. That thing is true. Safety comes first. Now, is there other equipment that when you're on a craft, I'm not talking about the big boat, I'm talking about this sports craft that they should have?
You know, a lot of people these days are on paddle craft, and it's a lot of fun. It's inexpensive. Since COVID, a lot of people have been buying kayaks, they've been buying canoes, and other forms of self-prepared vessels. The number one thing is make sure you got a life jacket. Now, if you've got one of these kind of vessels, you want to make sure you have your whistle attached to your life jacket. Anytime the vessel's moving, make sure your life jacket is being worn. There's other things that are good to make sure you have. You know, everything is good repair. If you're going to be out after dark, you have a flashlight.
Right.
Have a flashlight just in case. Because you get caught up on an island, you're having a great time. It's sunset, you're coming home. If a boat's coming at you, just shine your flashlight at them.
Save yourself. Save yourself. Well, you heard it from Mr. Buckmaster, and he is one of those with the
Now, did you hear about the people the Coast Guard just saved?
No. Give me that information.
Oh, yeah. There was a couple ladies that were out there on the water, and they did not bring water. They did not have a wave of did not have an extra paddle. Once they got stranded, they were out there for hours. Before they were found. They are so lucky to be alive today due to the professionalism of our dedicated full-time United States Coast Guard.
Well, that's a blessing. So when you say veteran, you're talking about a lot of things. But one is we have a Coast Guard Auxiliary. Most of these guys are veterans. Some of them are not. They're here to support veterans. We support vets, too. It's our campaign. Let's get through. Thank you, Mr. Buckmaster. For this information, and I apologize for what happened down at the center of St. Pete Beach, but we talked about
We never have to worry.
We get it done anyway.
With the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, you're never too old to serve. There's no cutoff age.
So you heard it right here. Serve,
you still can.
You heard it right here. You're never too old to serve. Coast Guard Auxiliary. We stand for America. Thank you, Sean Buckmaster. We appreciate it, and we're going to go on and continue on with this show, Voice for Veterans. We do information.
Thank you for the veterans. God bless you, sir.
Always God bless you. Thank you.
Here I go again, jumping into the deep end. Slowly I friends, how they trick me into believing I am one of them, drowning in my skin, just let go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm down here and I see a man and a woman on their boat, and a man and a woman on their boat. It's a man and a woman on their boat. And this radio show is about safety in boating. We just got off the phone with Sean Buckmaster, and I'm standing here at the pier, and I got a man who's going to say hello, and he is really on a boat. This is called Voice for Veterans. It's a live radio show, and we're talking about safety in boating today.
Oh,
okay. So now you're the answer. Okay. All right, he's the answer. I'm going to put him on the phone. What's your name?
Dakota.
Tampa Bay Watch. He's going to talk to you about the real thing that you can do. And you can come down here to Tampa Bay Watch and enjoy a cruise and be safe. Hold on. Here he is.
Hi, my name is Dakota. How can I help you? So we do our tours here in downtown St. Petersburg. We typically go out for an hour and a half, and we are wheelchair accessible. One of the few in the area. We can pull out a wheelchair ramp. If you do decide to come out, just be sure when you buy your tickets to email us a day before, at least a couple hours before the tour, to let us know if you do need a wheelchair accessible, and we'll meet you at a different location and we'll communicate all of that at the time. But we go out here, we do a net pull, we pull up really cool animals, hermit crabs, we see dolphins and manatees, we go by a bird island. It's always a super fun time for any age. We also go snorkeling sometimes. We also do fishing workshops and history tours. You can always go to TVW at Tampa Bay Watch, and then find our tours online on our website at tampabaywatch.org. Once again, my name is Dakota. I'm going to go ahead and pass the phone back.
Well, you heard it. That is Dakota down here at St. Pete Beach, baby. We're live in St. Peter's. We're downtown at the pier. The beach is on the other side of the line. But we know that we have safety in boating. Thank you, Tampa Bay Watch. And I'm standing next to the Pelican Club, Pier to Paradise. So between all these boats, you have a safe time and a safe travel. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, 96.7 FM. And of course, we do water. That's why I'm the boss of the beach. Okay. And I'll do some pier stuff along with it. Thank you. Don't forget, Tampa Bay Watch is a place to come enjoy the water, and they're safe. Okay? That's the main thing. A lot of people don't know. And this guy proved everything that I was told. I walked up, and he's already got on his life jacket. Today was the answer. No matter what you do, wear a life jacket. Okay? Dakota, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I'm going to come back and get me a free ride. Okay? I'm giving y'all advertising. Thank you. All right. Now, let's talk about veterans. You know, when we stand and try to remember all the good things that happened, one thing is veterans. Our veterans are the good things that have already happened. A lot of people don't understand the word veteran. That means he served. Yes, and they're military veterans. They're police veterans. They're first responder veterans. They're veterans in all areas except those who say, I did not do. Then their job is to help those who did. I want to thank everybody for taking time to pay attention to this radio show, Voice for Veterans, because we try our best to keep you informed with a little bit of information, education, and sometimes just plain old-fashioned entertainment. Today is one of those wonderful, beautiful days. I happened to be down here at the pier. I was at St. Pete Beach. I left there and came right to this beach right here. They're having a big event today at the center of St. Pete Beach, and I was trying to get them an interview, but they couldn't. And that's Mark Skarillis. That's our guy at American, and guess what? Veterans Health Network, directly associated with my guys in Miami who do the American, guess what? Veterans Alliance. We put everything together. But the campaign is now, we support vets too. I want you all to remember that. Thank you for your service with the World War II. This is a new generation, and we want to say more than thank you for your service. We want to say we support vets too, and that's all of us. Yes, And you got to remember, don't forget, the VA is here to help, not to control. Okay? So now we think of the VA, it's a help service. Now we know that it's more than help is needed. And that's very important. We need everybody to help. We need everybody to believe in the cause. Guess what? Lanish is getting ready to produce an iconic song that's all for veterans. We're getting ready to produce a theme song for veterans. Look for it. It's coming. And of course, I want to thank Tim Literich. I want to thank Waddell McGee. I want to thank everybody who supports this radio station and, of course, supports the radio, period. We want to say thank you because if you support the radio, period, we're going to support the best with you. So thank you, Sean Buckmaster. Thank you, Mark Skirillis. And, of course, thank you, our best friend over there, Richard Carcelli, for all the work that they do to support veterans. And I will be at the Way to Happiness on the 31st. I got booklets to give away. I got information for the young people. I have found the Way to Happiness. It's an organization, and they are helping more than just life. They're helping kids. They have a drug program. You don't need oxycodone to get off of it. Okay? There's a lot of stuff happening that we are supporting. And we want to thank you. Don't forget to look for us. We have dog tags available for your donations. We'll send you a dog tag that says we support vets too. And now we have a collectible album. Can't get it nowhere but us. And it's something that I did 50 years ago. In fact, 55 years ago. Guess what? It's now on vinyl. Get you one. The Little Richard Band. Thank you. Now, this is Keith, and the adventure continues. But we're not going to move on for the rest of the story. See you next week. Over and out with a shout.